should preach in the realms of personal victory and deliverance. And I'd like to obey the Spirit. I'd like to speak tonight a Bible-type expository message from this portion of the Scripture, the destruction of Sennacherib. The greatest singular victory for the people of God, and the greatest singular defeat for the enemy of the people of God, recorded in the Holy Scriptures. I'm talking about a military victory. It was the worst day in the history of Israel from the time they crossed Jordan till the time they went to Babylon. This was the greatest day of trouble the nation knew. You would say, well, obviously then the king must have been wicked. No, that was not the case. The king was the most righteous king they'd ever had. And they were still in the worst day of trouble. Are you putting this together? Keep your Bibles open as I preach from 2 Kings 18. The story is a classical story. I know it's a classical story because Lord Byron didn't deal with anything except classical stories. And he wrote a poem, and from this poem I borrow my title, The Destruction of Sennacherib. He wrote, the Assyrian came down like a wolf on the fold, and his cohorts were gleaming in purple and gold, and the sheen of their spears was like stars on the sea when the blue waves rolled nightly on deep Galilee. Like the leaves of the forest when summer is green, that host with their banners at sunset set were seen. Like the leaves of the forest when autumn hath blown, that host on the morrow laid withered and strewn. For the angel of death spread his wings on the blast, and breathed in the face of the foe as he passed, and the eyes of the sleepers waxed deadly and chill, and their hearts but once heaved, and forever grew still. And there lay the steed with his nostril all wide, but through it there rolled not the breath of his pride, and the form of his gasping lay white on the turf, and the cold and colder the spray of the rock-beating surf. And there lay the rider distorted and pale, with the dew on his brow and the rust on his mail. And the tents were all silent, the banners alone, the lances unlifted, the trumpet unblown. And the widows of Asher are loud in their wail, and the idols are broke in the temple of Baal. And the might of the Gentile, unsmote by the sword, hath melted like snow in the glance of the Lord. In the language of Lord Byron, one glance from the Lord brought the greatest victory in the national history of the nation of Israel. Lord, open your word to us as we study this great, great story of victory and deliverance in a time of darkness and trouble. And apply the word of God in a personal way to each one that is here. There may be those that are fighting a tremendous battle, trying to cope with personal habits. Habits of appetite, overweight, tobacco, drugs, alcohol, bad patterns of thought. There are those that cope with financial problems, and for some these are very troubled times financially. And they may be in great distress. And there may be some that are having tremendous marital problems. And all of the powers of hell seem to be trying to beat against the house until it collapses. Others are fighting that battle for health. You said in your word concerning there is no discharge in that war. But Lord, thank you for health. And give victory and healing for those that are fighting not only the battle for health, but those that are fighting the battle for life. Fill us with your spirit. Lord, as the pastor has exhorted us to come and seek your face and pray at the altar, may the spirit of prayer prevail. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. I want to deal with the days of Hezekiah and Sennacherib with several key themes, and I'm going to let them, the Holy Spirit, lead us in the Word. This time was a time of great transition. The kingdom was changing. The whole world was changing. It was a time of tremendous taxation and tribute from the enemy. The enemy was taking his toll. It was a time when there was an international threat like never before for the kingdom. It was a time of tremendous. Not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Equal rights for gays? Homosexuality is a sin. One of the sins that God hates the most. When do we give equal right to homosexual sinners? But next they want the murderers to have equal rights. And rapists to have equal rights. Good preaching, Crowder. Hallelujah! They died of distemper, a beastly disease. 185,000. And Sennacherib heard a rumor, and he went home and went into his temple to pray to his unexisting heathen god. And his two older boys came in and killed him, and they fled to Assyria and became two of the leading families in Assyria. Wow. The destruction of Sennacherib. The greatest singular victory in the kingdom age. The second is the victory in the valley of Jehoshaphat. I don't think you want to go into that tonight. I have good news, folks. The God of Hezekiah still lives. And I don't care how desperate your situation, there is victory. You know what God did? I'm just surmising. God heard Hezekiah pray. When Hezekiah turned his face to God and bawled and squalled from the altar in the house of God and said, God, did you read this letter? Have you seen those troops out there? And they're blaspheming you, God. I need help. God did something like this. I don't know just how God works, and I want to maintain all the dignity of God, but God said, Angel, could you kind of drop what you're doing for a minute and go down and take care of that situation? The Bible says an angel. It didn't say angels, it said an angel. Lord sent an angel to smite them, and 185,000. He says, I can get a few minutes off, Lord. I'll go down and take care of that. And one angel took care of it. Wow. And you don't think your God can bring you through? I'm talking about deliverance. You know, the Bible says in the day of prosperity, rejoice. In the day of adversity, consider. You have days of adversity. They may be financial. They come suddenly. I've preached on this over the years, and I've had a few. One man said, did you go through the Depression? I said, which one, the national one or my private one? I've been through physical adversity. And there are seasons that comes like this. And all at once the world falls in on you. You're right with it. Now some will say there must be sin in your life. And there's some teaching that if you don't sin, you won't have any problem. Well, now I've got two problems. I haven't figured into how to live in this world without sinning. Because I'm human. So now my problem is worse than ever. I know that sooner or later I'll do something not too smart or something wrong. And if that's what causes my trouble, I'm destined to trouble. Some of this fancy theology just destroys us. And it just doesn't work. Beautiful as it is, it just doesn't work out. And if that is true, apparently the Apostle Paul didn't know it. He was whipped and whipped or nearly dead. Another time he was stoned and left for dead. He probably didn't quite have the right approach to these promises. In fact, come to think about it, Jesus had a little trouble himself. There was a positive confessionist from Deal, who said, although pain isn't real, if I sit on a pin and puncture my skin, I dislike what I think that I feel. You folks still love me? Good news, Christians. Job said, in this world, you'll have trouble. Man is born to trouble as the spikes fly upward. Trouble can come. It's kind of fresh on my mind, in fact. I've just come out of a day of adversity. I think we got the 185,000 slain. But if there's one left, we're going to get him. They tried to get me. November the 13th was my birthday. My sister Alice came down. And I had some little oil lamps from Israel I brought back, and they were modern replicas of old oil lamps. And I wanted to try with a wick to burn them, and we, instead of birthday candles, set them on the table and turned out the lights. And we had a good time. And I told my wife, Nellie Blue, I said, you know, I don't know when I felt so good. I don't know when life was so good. And I don't know when I've enjoyed living more than I enjoy now. And I praise God. I said, I don't have a major problem. That's dangerous to talk like that. I was leaving in 2 days to go to Utah, Arkansas, Colorado, for a retreat ministry, and then go to the Marshall Islands and the islands of the sea and get back Christmas Eve. We went to breakfast with the pastor and some of the men of the church,